And welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. I'm your host, Shannon Brenius, and today our guest is one of the representatives of a newly rebranded Colorado's small airport. Small being a positive in this case. Easier to negotiate, easier to navigate, easier to maybe make your flights. We're talking about Colorado Springs Airport, which has dealt with impacts from the coronavirus, just like every other airline-related industry. And certainly that has been the case at the Springs Airport, DIA, wherever you're talking about airline travel. There has been suffering going on due to the economy and social distancing causing people to really abandon flying as frequently as they used to. But there is, in addition to hearing about news of a virus, of a vaccine, I should say, for the virus, there is good news on the horizon, a silver lining that's coming our way with the advent of additional flights set to begin in March. We hope that will continue on its way with the plan. And we're talking about the arrival of Southwest Airlines. So we're going to be tackling all of that during this hour of The Extra. Let me welcome to the show right now Dana Shield, who is with the Colorado Springs Airport, and she's with their communications and marketing division. Dana, thank you so much for joining us here on The Extra. And again, it's an interesting time to be in the airline industry, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And Shannon, this is actually Aiden Ryan, marketing and communications manager for the Colorado Springs Airport.
Sorry about that. I got the wrong communication. We're doing this all remotely, so it's a little difficult to figure out. But Ada, thank you so much for calling in. So why don't you fill us in on how numbers are doing?
You know, numbers are doing pretty well. So kind of given the landscape of everything with the airline industry and with COVID, we're hanging in there. We are up month over month. Obviously, we're still down about 50% from where we should be and where we were last year, though we are seeing a positive increase, which really goes to the consumer confidence of air travel, air safety. You know, Harvard Review just published an article about the safety of actually being on an aircraft and how clean that they are. And so that's really helping, as well as the fact that we do have a small airport. What's wonderful, as you had mentioned in your intro, is by having a small airport, it is less amount of people, it's less lines, it's less touch points. And so by having those smaller crowds, our passengers do feel more comfortable and confident with that traveling experience. And so our October numbers haven't been published yet. They'll be published actually later today. The month of September, we had about 31,000 in claimants, and what we're looking at right now for October is, at least through the checkpoint, is we are about down 52%. So we're still at that 50% mark, though we're seeing our load factors being around that 70-75% mark, and then for the holidays, we do see an uptick with where our seats will be as well as where our passengers will be. But obviously, it's hard to really determine where everything will be with the uptick in COVID numbers and what people's plans are for the holidays, as there's been a lot of shift in how people are going to be spending their holidays.
Right. Now, I had a relative who had to do some traveling, and I dropped them off at the Colorado Springs Airport. And what a difference it did make, you know, even just going through the terminal, much more spread out, many fewer people standing in line. The TSA checkpoint seemed to go, they all go smoothly, but you definitely get the sense when you're going through DIA that you're all packed in there, and you don't get that sense when you're going through the Colorado Springs Airport's security lines. So when you talk about being at basically half employments or 50% of employments, is that better than what we were seeing like in late summer?
That is correct. So every year we've had a positive uptick in where we are with our passenger count. So For example, in when this first began in April, we were about 92% down. And then in July, we were 67%, August, 57%, September, then 55%. So, and in October, we're seeing 52% down at the checkpoint, which those numbers will be a little bit different correlation once we have those actual numbers in for enplanements and total passengers. But we are seeing a positive increase in those passenger numbers.
And that can only be expected to grow as Southwest gets set to start flying, because I know they're already selling tickets for mid-March and on. March 11th, I think, is when they start.
Yes, that is correct. We're very excited to have Southwest join our team here at Colorado Springs Airport. They'll have their first flights March 11th. So all of those tickets are currently on sale, so they are available to book. I do know with their booking windows, once it hits, right now you can only book until, I believe it's April 11th, so that first month. Though once it's December 10th, I believe, then that opens up the ticketing window through June. And that's just how their ticketing works. So we've had a lot of questions on, oh, are they only selling for a month? Are they only flying for a month? They are here to stay. We do have year-round travel. It's just how their booking system works. So we're very excited. They'll be bringing in 5 destinations. But what that really does is it gives us access to their entire network of travel, and which is about 80-plus relatively easy connections. And so even with a plus one connection.
Hey, Aiden.
Denver. Yes.
Aiden, we're going to be talking, I know, a lot more about Southwest, so I don't want to get launched into it right now, because we have a lot more to talk about that major development. I mean, you're talking something that's going to really open up travel, not just for people flying out of Colorado Springs, but also for people flying into Colorado Springs. So a major development there. We're going to devote more time to it here on The Extra. Need to take a short break right now. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra, the show connecting you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. We are joined today by Aiden Ryan, the Communications and Marketing Manager for the Colorado Springs Airport, otherwise dubbed the Colorado's small airport, small being the positive that you can find in small size, easy to get around, easy to park at, all of those things, and soon easy to fly Southwest out of. And we were talking right before the break about the major development. It's been about a month. I think it was right at the end of October when this was announced. And this is something that almost every city leader, Aiden, that you talk to, not just airport executives, but also city leaders, council members, had all said that their constituents had always mentioned is, when are we going to, or can we get Southwest Airlines to be bringing flights in and out of Colorado Springs? Makes it a lot easier. Makes it a lot easier for surrounding communities, especially to the south as well, so that they don't have to travel as far. Tell us what this means for the airport.
Aiden? Hi, Shannon.
Were you on mute? A lot of people go on mute and then forget to take it off mute. I totally understand. I've been there myself. I was saying, what does this mean for Colorado Springs Airport to have Southwest coming in?
Yeah, so it has been a common theme for a number of years of, when will you get Southwest Airlines? And that is all that we have ever heard. And we've had conversations with them over a number of years, and it just wasn't always really quite in their plan. And this year with COVID, they're looking to expand in some of those smaller markets to prevent some leakage, as passenger counts are down and they don't want to let any of their employees go. They're looking to expand. And so if you research the news on Southwest Airlines and some of those other smaller markets, and we were fortunate enough to be one of those markets. And this will be absolutely huge for our Colorado Springs community, our business community, tourism, as well as the airport. And with their plans to launch 13 daily flights and 5 nonstop markets from the airport, these flights will allow customers to fly nonstop and easily connect to Southwest's domestic and international network of over 100 destinations. Southwest has a legendary reputation. It has its low fares, two free checked bags, skis fly free, golf clubs fly free, which is great for the ski market, and that Phoenix flight. They were kind of the originators of that no change fee. They just have this amazing warm reputation, and they have this cult following. And after doing extensive research on Southwest's part, they saw what an expansive group of individuals were driving from Colorado Springs to Denver. And with this opportunity, we can prevent that leakage. We can keep our passengers flying through Colorado Springs Airport, which only helps our community as a whole. It helps our airport grow. It prevents all the traffic and the traffic jams up on I-25, and it just creates that incredible passenger experience, but also for tourism. We definitely have seen over the years an increase in people flying from outbound markets into Colorado Springs Airport, but this will just allow for more. It allows for better connections. It allows those people who do always fly Southwest to come into Colorado Springs Airport with either a direct or a plus one connection, which what they have looked at in their network is with their connections, there's about 80 plus easy and reasonable connections that are even less than just that drive to Denver.
Drive to Denver, Aidan, is you also have to park there when you're parked, or you're taking a shuttle, which is a little higher cost. So this eliminates that cost of the actual commuter drive to DIA. I mean, because it's an easy drop-off or Uber ride to Colorado's, as you say, small airport.
It is, and if you want to park, I mean, our long-term parking without any discount is $7 a day, where you can't beat that, and it's about a two-minute shuttle ride, or you can park in short-term, which is just a short walk, for $9. And like you were saying, we're pretty much located about 15, 20 minutes from anywhere in Colorado Springs, and when you're home, you're home. And so you have that complete package of passenger experience, easy flying, short lines, lower fares, and with Southwest coming in and expanding their opportunities, we're really hoping that our other airlines and our other options will step up as well and create, bring down some of their prices as well as expand some of their options as well. So time will only tell with that. We have seen Frontier, though, with their Phoenix and their Vegas flights go to daily flights once Southwest comes in. So there'll be a little competition in there, which is never a bad thing.
Right, a little healthy competition is always good. That is one thing that that I know some people had said. It's like, well, there are flights that I want, but maybe they're not falling on the right days because they're not those frequent daily flights. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this, because another safety feature with Southwest coming in is they do have larger jets that's their fleet. So what that means as you're traveling will also be impactful for the folks leaving Colorado Springs or coming into Colorado Springs. We're going to talk about that. We do need to take a short break. We need to get in a check of local news headlines as well as traffic and weather together. So stick around. We've got more of the extra coming up. We're also going to talk about what the expectations are at the Colorado Springs Airport for the holiday season. That's coming up here on The Extra. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that brings you the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we are joined by Aidan Ryan, who's the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Colorado Springs Airport. And Aidan, before we launch into one of the subjects we were going to talk about, let's talk about, I need to shout out to our cab fleet, our cab drivers who are out there, one of whom was listening. I appreciate you listening and called in to say, yeah, take a cab to Colorado's small airport. Easy way to get there from pretty much anywhere around and very easy to schedule. And definitely want to give a shout out to them as well as to our public bus drivers, because maybe some of them are listening. And see, I'm covering all the bases. So all of our public transport options you know, for ways of getting to the airport are covered now. So let's talk a little bit, Aidan, about how, you know, when you're talking about offering all the flights that Southwest is planning to offer, does that, I guess, tickle the fancy of any of the airports into following suit?
So, you were cutting out a little. Can you repeat that?
Sure. I'm doing this remotely from home. So Okay. Folks who are listening, I hope you all were able to hear that. When you're talking about Southwest adding, nearly a half dozen destinations, that's what I should say, different destinations for flights on a daily or relatively frequent basis, does that tickle the interest of other airlines in Colorado Springs to follow suit?
So yes, that's absolutely what we're hoping for. So of course, immediately when Southwest made that announcement, we were in conversations with some of the other airlines. And so we do have our air service development manager, as well as our airport director, who is consistently talking with the other airlines previous to Southwest coming. But now with Southwest making their announcement, it's a little bit more of an eagerness of, okay, so there is going to be some friendly competition. What are the other airlines going to do? How are they going to have price comparisons? So one thing that Southwest has committed to us that the fares are going to be relatively comparable to flights out of Denver. So that gives the advantage to Colorado Springs Airport, and it doesn't force people to save a buck or two by going to Denver, but they can actually fly from the Colorado Springs Airport for the same cost. And so it is a call to the other airlines to step up and to say, hey, with a larger supply and also larger passenger base, what are you going to do for our community? And we hope that there is going to be a positive result. Other airports who have brought in Southwest or other airlines that have increased or doubled their fleet, they've seen relatively familiar circumstances to where other airlines have either increased their destinations or their seats, their capacity, in order to kind of just play in that game as well. Because as you notice, with the routes that Southwest did bring to our community, those are currently being served by our other airlines. But what will be different is some of the advantages of Southwest, and with our other airlines as well, there's different connecting options. So at this point, with these destinations, at least with the five that Southwest is bringing in and the overlap, they are major hubs. They're major hubs for all the airlines that serve them. And so the connections slightly differ, but with that nonstop or one stop with our entire airport fleet, per se, you can get pretty much anywhere in the U.S. as well as the world. And so it's a great opportunity for our current airlines as well as for our community. And Southwest is going to make a huge difference. I mean, they're bringing in approximately 1,800 seats per day, which equates to about 360,000 seats over the next year, which is just incredible.
And not to be too booster-ish about this, but one of the things that the listeners should know is that, you know, Southwest is going to be gauging its success based on how well it does, and that may determine future business decisions. So if people out there who have been talking about wanting to see Southwest don't fly on Southwest, that could have a detrimental impact. We could see some of those flights perhaps go away. So again, it's kind of like we need to make sure that we're supporting our Colorado Small Airport, the Colorado Springs Airport. And one thing to point out is that these aren't, because I've flown a couple of very short flights before on puddle jumpers, and you know, it's a different flying experience. Some people do not like them at all. This is not the case with Southwest, right? They are bringing in their regular size jets.
That is correct. So the only jets that they even have in their fleet are 737-700s, which have 143 passengers, or 737-800s, which have 175 passengers. So what they have told us is there will be a mix of both of those, Currently, what's selling is the 700, which is 143 passenger aircraft, and that's what's currently selling, but we will be looking for a mix. So even that short little flight to Denver, in order for you to then get an easy connection elsewhere, it's going to be a large aircraft. You can, I think it's one of their short, I believe they said it was their shortest flight distance in all of their destinations. So it'll be like a 20-minute flight.
Bragging rights there. And you know, they do get to some lovely destinations. I was checking out Cabo for the spring, thinking, that would be lovely. Of course, we don't know where coronavirus will stand. Hopefully there's a vaccine for it soon so that we can all get back to traveling like we were used to and like a lot of us enjoyed doing to maybe blow off some steam. When we come back, we need to take another break, but when we come back with more of the Extra, we're going to be talking to Aidan Ryan about holiday expectations, as well as what you can expect for parking and safety at the airport. That's as the Extra continues here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, topics that are important to you. We've been talking about air travel going through the Colorado Springs Airport. It is definitely, you know, heading into a much different holiday season than what we are used to. I should mention that just moments ago, we received from Denver International Airport an advisory on Thanksgiving travel. They are expecting a 36% decline from last year's holiday travel numbers. They're thinking about 46,000 people will go through the checkpoints on Sunday, November 22nd, around 50,000 on Sunday, November 29th, which would be the airport's DIA's busiest day since mid-March, but they say that's comparable to a snow cancellation day. That's just how far off from normal that we are. I have on the line Aidan Ryan, who's with the Colorado Springs Airport. She's the manager of marketing and communications. And Aidan, those numbers probably sound very similar to what the expectations are in Colorado Springs. But one thing that we have going for us is we do have really ease of parking and ease of getting there.
Exactly. And yes, we are looking similar to Denver. We expect to be down about 35 to 40% year over year during the holidays. But the biggest difference, which what I love about our airport is, you know, you're mentioning the numbers of Denver being, showing like 45 to 50,000 people per day. That's even higher than our monthly number. And so when you are looking for that smaller ease of travel, less people being able to be 6 feet apart, shorter lines, shorter, smaller amount of touch points, Colorado Springs Airport is the airport for you because we're looking at anywhere from 1,500 to about 2,000 people through the checkpoint per day. So it is dramatically different than the experience that you would have in Denver. But yes, for parking too, is we are, so regularly our long-term parking is $7 per day, but we are doing two parking promotions over the holidays. And the reason why we do this is to really say thank you for flying COS. You do have other options. We are well aware Denver is not too far away, and we want to keep people here. We want them to experience the Colorado Springs Airport, whether it's their first time or they have frequently traveled through our airport, but to experience this, to experience how kind of the big benefits of the small airport. And so we are doing 50% off parking November 21st through November 30th. So that's really over that Thanksgiving holiday. And then December 19th through January 3rd. And you do have to go to flycos.com to download a coupon. After you print off that coupon, you can either print it off or keep it on your phone. And then you just show it to the person as you are exiting the parking area. And so that, again, is 50% off long-term parking during those periods. And so that would be discounted to just $3.50 per day to park at the Colorado Springs Airport, which you can't really beat that.
No, that's a good deal, and that allows you maybe to conserve a little bit more money so that you can spend it on Christmas gifts or such. So again, an option there, and just emphasizing as we look at those holiday numbers, I was really struck by you were talking about the comparison. And the comparison's one thing, it does allow a lot more elbow space, obviously. But what I was thinking is it allows more time between passengers where, whether it's the airport staff who's wiping down counters or whether it's at TSA where they can wipe down common areas, it allows more time between passengers to allow that cleanliness to really be stepped up as it's been advised to be during this pandemic.
Absolutely. And that's what we are doing. And so with that space, with that time, we have an incredible group of attendants who have increased their cleaning frequency. And so we are able to really dive in and make sure that we are providing a safe environment for both our passengers and our employees. All of our employees do have temperature checks when they come to work every day, as well as the airlines do as well. You do have to wear them inside the airport at all times. And then we have safety protocols throughout the airport, as well as hand sanitizer available. And we do have masks available to passengers who may have accidentally forgot one in their car or at home. And so we do have those available for them as well.
And I'm thinking of some of our older travelers. They don't like because I've traveled with my mother-in-law before. They don't like being rushed along when you have lines of very harried business travelers who are in and out of their shoes in 2 seconds flat and getting their computers out. They and some of the older travelers, they just really they might avoid traveling because they don't want to be stuck in that mess. Whereas with Colorado's airport, I've been through that TSA line. I have never seen it, as frantic as it sometimes gets in other airports.
Exactly. And that is a huge benefit to being a small airport is we do have smaller lines. Obviously, over the holidays, we do want to make sure that passengers are aware that there will be an uptick in people traveling. And so to arrive within 90 minutes of your flight time, in order to get through TSA to get to your gate, and just to make sure that you do have time in between. But like you were saying before, it's not rushed. There's very few people, especially in comparison to a line at a larger airport where you're thinking maybe 20 people in line versus 200 people in line. And so it does allow for social distancing. It allows for more time because, especially with TSA and what they have to do to adhere to the COVID environment, it does take a little bit more time. So we just ask people to be prepared to go to TSA.com if they do have any questions about what the TSA current requirements are, because they have changed with the amount of hand sanitizer that you can bring through the checkpoint, though they are still adhering to the 3-1-1 rule. But the entire experience is just wonderful, and it's a great way to start your holidays. And in this COVID environment, we do have to be very cautious about the safety of our passengers and employees, even more so than we were before. And so this does allow for extra cleaning in between and just creating that environment. And so we highly encourage people, if you do have travel needs over the holidays, to try Colorado Springs Airport if you have not flown with us before, or welcome back to the ones who frequently fly with us.
Right, because there are certain people that actually can't avoid traveling. They unfortunately do have to travel, and Colorado Springs Airport. You've certainly made the case, Aidan Ryan, excuse me, for why it's a very good alternative and something to consider. I'd like to thank my guest, Aidan Ryan, the communications manager for the Colorado Springs Airport, for bringing us some very important thoughts, things to think about when it comes to Colorado's small airport and flying out of Colorado Springs. Final 30 seconds, Aiden, anything you want to say?
Just that, we might be small in size, but we're big on friendliness, convenience, and safety. And so to come to Colorado Springs Airport and experience the best. And also, when it does come to Southwest, this is what the community has asked for decades. And so here is your chance to really step up, support our new airline, as they're coming because of our community and because of the warm welcome that they're expecting. So we're excited to see new faces at the airport as well as returning faces. And just remember that we do have our parking promotion to thank our community and to have a safe and happy holidays to everyone.
Oh, great wishes and a safe and happy holidays to you and everyone at the Colorado Springs Airport as well. Aiden Ryan, thank you so much. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.